The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It's definitely chillier today, literally all over the country. What's the best way to keep warm? Well, good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
The best way to stay warm, in my opinion, is stay home and just be in bed with some socks and a blanket.
Yes.
But if you can't do that, this is the time of year I like to wear coats. Long coats with sweaters. Layering is such a great fashion statement. And if you haven't gotten to that goal weight, you know, new year, new me, all of that, you can hide all the fluff underneath it.
Dana's got all the tips on how to not look fat for winter.
Well, you look fat, but you can blame it on your coat. I don't care.
I don't know. Growing up in my household, my mom would never turn the heater on. So, like, we would always have to layer up in the wintertime. Like,
same.
All the time.
And we still haven't turned on the heater this year.
What? Oh, yeah.
We're not gonna.
That's why you have blankets.
Every time.
Put on some socks, Otto. Come on.
That's what I tell him. Put some socks on. What, if it's not that cold, if it's 40 or 50, you're not freezing yet. You could put something on. But staying warm, also, it's a reason for us to cuddle. Because I will put my cold feet on Otto in a heartbeat. I love his reaction every time. I love it.
What I just realized is Dana kind of like runs this like detainment camp where she keeps it like super hot in the summer and super cold in the winter.
No.
Don't they do that in North Korea?
No, they do that here.
That's a lot of, that's my mom too, bro. That's anybody who's in charge of the bills.
Yes, there you go. Don't you love that our bill is lowered?
I do love the fact that our bill was under $100.
There you go. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, guys, I got to get a little serious and pay homage to one of the greatest American athletes and greatest human beings to ever grace this earth. On this day in 2020, we tragically lost Kobe Bean Bryant, so may he rest in peace and thank him for all the continued blessings that we received from him on his wisdom.
Yes, I still remember that day, Otto, you and I, we were working.
We were at the Grammys.
And right,
a security guard said, did you guys hear Kobe died?
The house of Kobe, we were at the Staples Center.
And they were like, did you hear Kobe die? I was like, wait, what did you just say? And he said, he had a helicopter accident. I was like, oh, wow.
With his daughter.
After that, it was just...
And his wife, Vanessa Bryant, has really handled things with great strength to think about losing somebody like that. So losing your husband and your daughter in the same day, she's just held her head high and carried
woman.
The family on. Yes.
On that note, it is also National Spouses Day as well, too.
That makes sense. That makes sense today.
Vanessa Bryant's been a great spouse.
She's been a great spouse to her late husband. I remember seeing her up close and personal. I didn't know who she was. And I was like, who is this beautiful woman?
Oh, she was at the WNBA versus the Team USA game. Yeah,
I saw her and I said, that woman is beautiful. And someone said, Dana, that's Vanessa Bryant. I said, well, obviously. She's more beautiful in person than on Instagram and stuff. She stood out.
Man.
Otto, you know what? You're beautiful in person. You're my spouse.
Well, that wasn't true.
Yes, it is. Let me prop you up, sir.
You know what? I think she's buttering you up automatically because it's tax season. Today is the start of tax filing season here in America. So
she better butter me up because we're going to have to deal with our accountant, and that's not going to be fun.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you ever been the other person and it worked out? Or have you ever been in a relationship and you found out your person was with somebody else? And they were having a full-on relationship with someone else while they're supposed to be committed to you. So we do have a call on line one. Miss Elizabeth, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. So being the other woman or being cheated on, which do you want to talk about?
I wanted to share my side where I've been the person that has been the other woman.
Elizabeth, I really want to hear this. Yes. How did you end up the other woman?
So I did not know. But I feel like the spouses or the girlfriends, they just get so mad at the other woman and assume that they know. I had no idea. The first time I was seeing this guy for almost a year, I was at his house all the time. I met his friends.
Then
I get this nasty message on Facebook from his sister and his girlfriend. And you're such a homewrecker. You're so rude. And how could you do this knowing he's taken? I had no idea because he didn't even tell me his real name.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, wait a minute. I was like, you know Alex? And she's like, wait, what? His name is Juan. And I was like, well, he's been lying to me. He told me a fake first and last name. He told me he was single. I got nasty messages for months saying that I was the worst person in the world. And I swore to them. I had no idea. That was when I was like eight.
Well, Elizabeth, hold on. Did the wife stay with Juan?
They weren't even married. It was like they were in a relationship for 2 years. And I don't know if they stayed. I just know like his sister and his mom started messaging me, telling me that I'm a homewrecker.
The mom too? Oh my God. Did you stay? Obviously not.
Oh no, not at all. And he tried to reach out probably, that was when I was 18, I'm 32 now. He's probably reached out two or three times since then. In fact, last time was like a week ago and I was like, nope.
Jeez. No. Wait a minute, well, was he Alex or Juan when he reaches out? Like, what does he say?
He had another name, but the same picture.
You're kidding!
So I was like, no.
I can't believe the mom actually kind of came at you sideways. I remember my mom checked me early on when I started dating. She said, don't you ever bring multiple women by me
or anything like that.
Don't you ever do that.
Well, I mean, this guy is obviously a great liar.
He sounds maybe to me like a con artist lover.
Mm-hmm. He might have manipulated the entire situation on both sides.
I think so.
What's his name now, Elizabeth, so we can put him out there? What's Juan Alex? What's his name?
I think it's Juan.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. 99% sure.
I can't believe he hit you up 13 years later, though.
You're unforgettable, girl.
Well, that's not even the worst one. There was another one.
What happened?
About 10 years ago, I dated someone when I was 13, and obviously that wasn't serious. So we reconnected like 10 years later.
Yeah.
We really hit it off. I was at his house every weekend. We went on dates. I met his best friend, his sister, his dad, his aunt, uncle, cousin, grandparents, all the things, right? We went on vacations together.
Yeah.
And one day I'm at his house. It was like a Saturday and there's this knock on the door and they wouldn't go away. It was his crazy ex, he said. He's like, get in the bathroom and hide. And I get in the bathroom and this girl's like screaming, how could you? How could you? It was his long-term girlfriend and she was pregnant.
And
you're in the shower.
Did she find you in there?
No, because they were fighting on the stairs because he wouldn't let her get to me because he thought she was going to beat me up. I had to call my best friend. This is like the wildest.
You had to call for backup. Elizabeth had to call for backup. Okay. Did your best friend come?
She finally got there because she could fight. She was very, you know.
Everyone's got to have that one best friend that can throw hands.
I did.
I'm not the one.
And that's like one of those don't ask questions. I just need you here now.
Right now.
I do. Okay. It was like a 30-minute drive. She got there in like 15.
That's a real friend.
It's safe to come out. Don't worry. She's not going to hurt you. She's pregnant. And I was like, what?
Oh my gosh. Elizabeth, you must have felt terrible.
I was heartbroken. I was in love with this guy, and it'd been months. I'd met everybody in his life, and he still tried to stay with me after that. He broke up with her and asked her not to have the baby and try to stay with me, and I was like, no.
Disgusting.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is absolutely insane.
Tell me you're picking better men at this point in your life, though.
I'm still single for this reason.
Yeah, that'd be enough right there.
And it's like, I've called before on the, you know, when it's like dating in your 30s.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, because you've got people who are obviously out here, Juan, Alex, the guy with the pregnant girlfriend. Like, what are we doing here? What's going on? What happened to men? Like, there's a shortage of good men?
No, that's not the case.
Obviously, that is the case.
There's not a shortage.
I was going to say, my experience with men, it's been terrible the last couple of years, but even since then, I just want to say, like, as the other woman, like, I promise you, we don't know. Like, people think, how can you not know? It was, like, several months, you know? The family didn't even say anything.
At this point, I wish I had someone I could introduce you to who's not married. I might have a couple of people. We need to have a singles party. We've been talking about it. We should do it come the new year.
Yeah, we should do it.
Seriously. Yeah.
You know, you just need to find you an Anthony A type because I'm just too out of shape to cheat. So this, what we need to do is more campaign for more chubbier men. I bet you all the guys you dated were very fit and very in shape.
They were, unfortunately.
I told you. You need a pudgy man who loves kolaches like myself.
Elizabeth, you need a dad bod guy. Yeah, that's what you need.
I do.
I'm way too out of shape to cheat, dude.
All right, Elizabeth, hang on the phone.
I will say, though.
What?
Okay. The dad bod guys that I've dated tend to ghost me because they think that they're not good enough. That's happened before. They come back and...
Get him to the gym, girl. Get him to the gym.
Elizabeth is hot.
I upgraded Otto. You should have seen his haircut before he met me. It was horrible. All right. Hold on the phone line. Hold on the phone line because I'm serious. I want to do a singles party. Come February.
Okay,
we'll do like an opposite.
We're
right?
Not
we'll do Valentine's Day weekend.
Alex Wan or whatever his name is.
He cannot come.
He's not coming. No.
Okay. We're going to put his picture out as the guy who's not invited. That'll be the invitation. Elizabeth, hold on because I want to get your info. Hold on. I can't believe it. That's what I'm saying, though. All my girlfriends are having so much trouble dating. We'll do the singles party. Also, there are times, and I said this, where you don't know you're the other person. Think about seeing somebody for an entire year and never finding out. That is insane. I would be so devastated.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you'd like a free psychic reading, call us. Also, remember, we have our spiritual forecast for the week as a collective for all of us. 877-730-DCS1. We're calling Sirmati.
Hello?
Miss Madi, Sirmati, Happy New Year. I'm saying it till the end of the month, okay? I don't care.
Where you been, Madi? I've
yes,
been missing
happy
you.
Happy New Year. I know. I've been on a sabbatical.
Yeah, here with us only on Mondays. All right, so Madi, obviously, this new year, I don't know what it is. It's been a little wild. It's been a little crazy. There's been highs and lows already. Before we get our spiritual forecast, obviously, can you please give this gentleman his reading and then we'll all get our spiritual forecast for the week as a collective. Okay, what's your sign, sir?
Cancer.
Okay, what's your first name?
Albert.
Albert, go ahead and ask Sirmati your question.
Yes, I want to know where my love life is headed.
Oh, are you ready for love this year, Albert?
Well, I'm in a relationship. We've been together for like a year and 7 months.
How does it feel?
It's good. I just, it gets hot and cold sometimes.
That could mean it's good. I don't know. Do you feel like she's the one or you're just not, you know, quite sure?
No, yeah, I hope she is.
Oh, Albert, I hope she is too. You know, Sirmati, we rarely get calls from men. So I was really taken aback that we had this man who obviously, you know, he's into this. So what are you feeling about his call?
I feel like his love life is really going to be evolving. I honestly felt when I was tapping into his energy, I saw a vision of a flower blooming. So I feel that there's going to be a lot of growth in his love life. I do feel a deep connection with the significant other.
Wow.
And things are going to be more even-keeled. So, for example, if he has been in a relationship and he's been giving and not receiving, this will be the year that things actually balance out where he's receiving just as much as he's giving. And it's really good because the communication is improving. Things are just improving. I see a real relationship blooming even stronger here.
I love the first description you gave of a flower blooming because isn't that what love is? You know,
yes.
You water it and you watch it grow and it becomes this amazing thing. And then a couple of weeds come around. You got to pick them.
Yes, exactly. Those weeds always pop up.
They do. They pop up. That's okay. That's part of the growth. That's part of it. Okay. Now for our spiritual forecast for the week, all of us as a collective, what are we looking like?
Yes. So it feels like we've been all collectively been getting beat up by 2026 so far. But fortunately, this week, the energy that I'm picking up on is very new. Now, we are still under the influence of the new moon that we had about a week ago.
Okay.
And the energy of that new moon is really potent because it's all about our authority, going after the things we want. If you haven't had a chance to plan out what you want 2026 to be like, maybe your New Year's resolutions. I know we're still in January. There's the actual Chinese Lunar New Year won't happen until February. So you still have time.
You have time.
This is a good week to do that.
I don't remember who it was recently that I was talking to. And it was a person who does wealth advice. Who was it? Was it Kyle? I can't remember, Otto. But he said, you know, you can't get what you want if you don't put forth a plan.
Exactly.
You can dream and you can wish, but until you plan it out and execute it, it's just not going to happen for you. So great, great reminder, Madi.
It's just an idea.
It's not a plan. Yeah. And therefore it can never come to fruition. Now, of course, if you would like a free reading with Sirmati, you can call us 877-730-DCS1. And for more predictions, follow Sir Mahdi on Instagram at IllestDivinity. Sir Mahdi, thank you so much. Happy Monday. I love you. Talk to you next week.
Love you guys.
Happy New Bye. Year.
Happy New Year.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to hear from Mr. Rihanna. Yes, I'm talking about ASAP Rocky oh. right now. No, no.
Why do you have to disrespect him like that?
I'm not. He's going to tell you why he's so grateful that he's married to this woman and who actually told him early on he should be with her. Okay? After we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
Wrestling superstar Sasha Banks celebrating her birthday and Ellen DeGeneres also celebrating a birthday. And we'll wrap it up right there.
Okay, so ASAP obviously has a new project out and he was on the
reviews
podcast.
Are great.
Yeah, reviews are great. And he was on a podcast and he's speaking on Rihanna, and I didn't know that his mother is the one that told him you should be with this woman.
A woman will change your whole life. My mother used to say, I know you like this girl that you with right now. I ain't gonna say no names. Yeah. But I want you with Riri. It's like, Mom, why you keep saying that?
Mom,
that
girl mind your business.
Yeah, that girl don't even like want me like that. Like we cool, Mom. Like, that's just my friend, chill. I'm telling you, she real. And mothers know best.
They do. We can sense when something is right. And even though we tell our children, because my mother used to tell me and my nanny used to tell me, you need to do ABC. But I was like, nah, I'm going to do EFG or whatever, you know? And you got to listen to your parents. They only tell you things because they love you and they see what's right. Imagine the woman she told him, this is who you need to be with. Years later, he's like, oh yeah, you were right, Ma.
Was this before Rihanna hit billionaire status?
Way before.
Okay.
So I
because
didn't,
my mom would have been like, hey, you should be with her too.
No.
I mean, it's still pretty wild that he was in a relationship and his mom was saying that. Somewhere out there, there's some upset ex-girlfriends, but that's,
And ASAP has dated a lot of models. He's a model.
I'm sure the supermodel recovered with her next boyfriend.
I'm sure she did too. But, you know, one of the things he said also, I didn't know this, his dad is from the same island and same area Rihanna's from.
Oh.
So when he goes back to visit his in-laws there, his dad goes and they all hang out. He's like, we have so many connections. They were born the same year.
Man, being that they're both traveled from, from that island to
Barbados.
That's a very deep connection to have.
It is because it's a small island. You're right. So their families have known each other for years. But one of the other things he said is that I'm glad we hooked up when we did, because if it had been earlier, I wouldn't have been ready. And he had some wild tales. There was a lot of wild stories coming out of the ASAP Rocky.
When he said that really resonated with me, because I know as a kid, I wouldn't have been able to, one, be a father, or two, be a really good husband.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I met you later on after I had got all that out of my system.
Well, I was a kid when I did all of it, so.
Or got most of it out of my system.
You guys don't know the full ASAP Rocky story then, because a while back, he revealed that he used to be a sex addict.
I do know. That's why I said. Yeah. And that's why
he got it out of his system, man.
He got it all out, yeah. Well, maybe he still is. He just fulfills all these fantasies with his wife.
Yeah,
Rihanna.
That's what I have a kid every year.
Rihanna's going to have 12 before they're done anyway.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of my favorite chips is coming with a new flavor. Otto's got all the deets. Inside Food News. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez inside the Progressive Studio.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Okay, so I feel like I've talked about this a million times because the negotiations have been going on since the Biden administration was in office. TikTok has finalized a deal to create a new American entity to avoid basically everybody getting kicked off and because they're owned by a Chinese company. Okay, they finalized it this time. Is it going to happen? Like, I just
hope so.
Don't know.
This has been going on for a couple of years at this point.
I know. I don't know. When is it going to just go through? And at this point, does it even matter? Well, China has all of our information. So we've freely given it to them.
I was going
to
say, they already have everything. And the other thing is ByteDance, the Chinese company, they're still going to own half the company.
Well, that's part
of the
thing.
So there's going to be three different American companies that own 15% of the company.
I don't know. All I know is that at this point, it just doesn't even matter.
Also, I think if it was to go through, it also offer a little bit of longevity to those content creators, knowing that, you know, hopefully it provides more stability to the platform going forward versus
that
the risk of
good.
It being deleted. So,
but it's too late. Like,
I'm thinking with the people that are involved, TikTok's going to change a lot.
Well, I don't know. I will tell you this, and I mean myself. We're so dumb, we've just given our information to a communist country. We don't care for likes. Like, seriously. Mm. I'm on it every day. I'm on it every day. No, I mean, it really is. They don't let their kids do what we let our kids do for a reason. But hey, here we are. All right, what do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
Tostitos has a new chip flavor. It's called Mexican street corn on the bag, but we call it elote.
Elote.
Delicious.
I love it.
I'm excited. I love elote. Our daughter has been making elote lately, and it's so good.
She's so good, Avomatic, at cooking. She loves Mexican food, too, though. That's her thing. She loves spicy.
I love Automatic's delivery. By we, what do you mean, brother?
Oh, I call it elote. I'm pretty sure you call it elote.
You know, Otto grew up in a barrio.
Yes, Otto is a wee.
We call it elote. You know your cousins in Minnesota, they don't know what elote is, do they, Otto?
I don't know. I might be faking the funk over here.
No, you are not.
Nah, dude.
Absolutely
you're down, dude.
Not.
You're down.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.